We'll get back to some NFL news later in the show. We have to touch on the friggin' nightmare, ridiculous circus that is New York Jet Camp. And we'll get to that probably in segment three. Right now, let's talk some baseball. Bricks?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Mets, or do you want to just go on? It's up to you.
They had a nice W yesterday.
Yeah.
They are not going to make the postseason. I think that's safe to say. You know, there's a couple things that are discouraging. You know, you see guys that really inspired a lot of hope. Lucas Duda to a lesser degree. Kurt Nieuwenhuis, I was completely on the bandwagon. And both of those guys are now anchoring the Buffalo Bisons outfield. You got a guy like Jason Bay that just get him
strong
out of the lineup. I don't despise the guy. I think he puts in effort. I just don't think he can do it anymore. He's definitely never going to be able to do it in a New York Mets uniform. Mm-hmm. Could be a change of scenery type of a situation if you're able to unload him on anybody at any time.
That contrary.
But you're just watching that, you know, so you go from watching these young guys to, you know,
scrappy
succeed,
bit of young right. guys fighting.
And now you're sending all
fun.
The young guys down and you're bringing back these old crappy guys, and I just have to watch them struggle.
Do you think it's Met management trying to hang on as long as they can? Like, they're just grasping at any straw
you
they
know,
hope
I
pull.
Think it, there's some notion that if you pay the guy, you got to play the guy. And I never really understood that. If he's hitting double plays, you know what? You have to go put him on the scrap heap. He's a bad investment regardless. If you play him 150 games a year and he's terrible, then I would argue it's a worse investment. It's a bigger waste of your money to have him out there, you know,
right.
preventing and hindering the growth of other guys, you know, killing innings, accruing losses because he's hitting .154.
No, you're absolutely right, yeah.
I would rather see the guy sit down, pinch hit, maybe earn his way back up. So it's discouraging when you had those two guys in Duda and Nieuwenhuis that you enjoyed watching. You know, you had the visions of grandeur that these might be the future of the Mets. You know, this guy could be anchoring
well,
center field.
I think
field.
They still are the future of the Mets.
But I want
right.
But you want
him there.
It was tangible. I could see it.
Yeah.
That being said, we have Matt Harvey on the mound tonight, and Matt Harvey is much watched baseball. He was phenomenal in his first start with, you know, 11 Ks and 5 1/3 innings. His fastball is electric. He has better stuff than I thought that he had.
You thought he had pretty good stuff, yeah.
I had seen some clips of him, you know, on the Bisons. But when you watch minor league pitching, it's really hard to judge how good somebody is.
I also find it hard to watch minor league baseball.
Right.
Like, you see those things like, that's just, God.
It's kind of depressing.
Can we get a better aspect ratio in the camera?
Right,
the HD
your footage
and,
is always
and,
terrible. You have no idea whether he's pitching
that's
to a good
That's a proctologist sign in center field. Like, come on, guys. I don't want to hear about Dr. Leo Zessman. Come on.
Ken's gynecology is sponsoring the seventh
like,
inning
come
stretch.
Come on, brother.
Free inspections Tuesday through Friday. And you also you have
it's a freaking
You have no idea whether the guy he's batting to is a major prospect, whether he's a Jose Reyes in waiting, or whether he's just a buster.
Or he's part of some gang.
Right, yeah, he's a Raging Bull type of a guy. Not Raging Bull. What's Bull Durham?
Bull Durham.
Yeah,
Raging Bull
for.
Is something.
But the guy, you know, he's hitting 97, 98 on the gun with regularity.
Mm-hmm.
His Uncle Charlie is vicious. He's got two other pitches that he's working on. So that's really encouraging, you know. So it hurts seeing the future go back down in terms of Nieuwenhuis and Duda, but it's nice seeing Matt Harvey much watch baseball. The only problem is that's much watch every fifth day.
Every fifth day. You'd rather, by the way, have this happen, right? This hurts. It might hurt more, but you've enjoyed. You'd rather be a team that stays in it for a while and then peters
right.
out rather than the Astros who are out of it
said,
in February.
I believe the Mets right now are 3 games out of .500. If you were to tell me at the beginning of the year that they would be 3 games, you know, because I said at the beginning of the year, the battle for the New York Mets is a .500 record.
Mm-hmm.
That's a realistic expectation. I'll sit around and watch a team battle and fight for .500, and that's exactly what they're doing. They gave me a little bit too much hope early on in the season. They sustained that much longer than expected. So now I'm coming back. I'm trying to recollect myself as a fan.
I hear you.
Reevaluate, remember what we were initially expected to be, and then try to enjoy what I can.
Let me ask you this. Who would you rather be a fan of? The team with lofty, ridiculous, high expectations who then meets said expectations, or the scrappy team who's thought to do nothing and then comes over the top and shocks the world?
You know, I like the shock the world thing. It's kind of...
I love the shock the world. Well, that's what I'm about.
Here's the problem with shock the world. You can't shock the world more than the New York Giants in 2007.
And that was awesome, and I'm still living that dream, man.
That's kind of a sex on ecstasy moment there, which I've never had, don't get me wrong. But a lot of people say you do that, you never enjoy regular sex again. The come-from-behind underdog
Who
story.
Who are you hanging out with that a lot of people say that?
I don't know. I heard Ja Rule say it once in, like, 2005.
But oh, God.
It's the best analogy I had. The point is,
okay, yeah,
you can
ahead,
never have the world beater storyline that's better than the 10-6 New York Giants coming over, beating the 18-0 Tom Brady, Bill Belichick Patriots, the greatest team of all time.
Right, but aren't you still living that dream? You're loving that right now. You're loving that.
It's great, but you know what I want? I want the New York Giants to go out there and go 12-4, 13-3. Get the first seed, get
make
a bye,
make it a little easier
win a
on
game,
you.
Win another
saying?
Game, win the Super Bowl, and then nobody has to come to me like, oh, well, you're 9-7 in the regular season. Oh, you guys just got hot at the right time. No, I want to be the best team at the beginning of the year, in the middle of the year, at the end of the year, and in the Super Bowl. That's what I want to happen. I want.
All right, I hear you.
Because I've got it. I've got the other one in my lifetime. You know,
that's fantastic.
The Mets, I guess, did it in 1986. They were expected to win, and they won. I don't recall that.
Speaking of
3 months old.
Speaking of teams who are expected to win and win, except for the past like 6 games, the New York Yankees. Boom! Segue. Then again, probably the wrong way to transition
Boom,
to the Yankees.
Boom! Segue
given
kills
the way
you
that
segue.
They, yeah.
Just generally speaking.
Yeah, I know. I just, you know.
You know, if you like whisper something real smooth in a chick's ear and then say like... I just killed that to her face.
Unless you just
ruined whatever.
Unless you're whispering, I want to have sex with you on ecstasy. Because apparently that can't. That's always going to work. Because it's the best
it's
thing
an
in the world.
Experience.
All right. So the Yankees have lost a couple in a row. Lost 2 of 3 from the Red Sox. Took 2 out of 3 from them in Yankee Stadium. Lost last night. They were on a losing streak before that with the Mariners and the A's. It's a friggin' mess a little bit in the Bronx right now. But overall. That's just like the past 10 games. I still feel fine as a Yankee fan. I'm prone to be middle of the road, never too high, never too low. Is what I try, what I strive to be as a Yankee fan.
Yeah, just you know, the unbiased, impartial Joe B.
You know, yeah, yeah. You
is
know.
It just me? And I know that this was going mm-hmm. on a little bit before it went down, but certainly losing Alex Rodriguez has not helped the situation.
It has hurt and a little bit more than I think a lot of people thought, myself included. I thought we would.
And you
I
know
thought
what?
The Yankees would
think,
be largely okay.
I think it is the best possible thing for the Alex Rodriguez brand. Because what happens with Alex Rodriguez and Yankee
fans... Yeah, but
fans
I don't want the Alex Rodriguez
all
brand to be
are,
helped.
Oh, he's such a jerk. He wasn't wearing his shirt in Central Park. A bunch of people don't wear their shirts in Central Park. Everything he does gets overblown, and the Yankee fan
right.
says he's not any good, he's garbage, he's terrible, he goes down, they lose.
No, you're
he goes
right.
down,
but
they lose.
I want no part of the Alex Rodriguez brand being helped right now. I would like the Yankee brand
well,
to be
the
furthered.
The Yankee brand is married to the Alex Rodriguez brand for the next 7 or 8 years, so you better get used to it, which is way too long.
That's friggin' true.
Because that brand is sinking right now in 2012.
Which brand?
The
Yankee,
A-Rod
brand. Okay.
However,
right.
the guy is still very productive. Listen, we were talking right. about a guy who was hitting around 270, 14 jacks. Around 50 or so RBI. Are they monster Alex Rodriguez numbers?
No, but they're solid numbers.
Those are solid major league numbers.
They're not,
and
they're
the
not
guy
great
was getting hot.
They're not great numbers for a guy who's hitting cleanup for the Yankees
right.
or third for the Yankees. But look, I think people are far too critical of A-Rod. So, but even I didn't think that it was going to hurt that much.
I'll tell
I think
you
it obviously
mean.
Had. The Yankees are going to need to rally. I think they will. I'm totally... like the only thing that bothers me about losing 2-3 to the Red Sox... is that they're the Red Sox, and now I have to hear from a bunch of fans who I honestly thought I forgot had existed this season. Like, I hadn't heard a word from Red Sox fan all season, and now I got to hear their friggin' unobjective mouths yapping at me about taking 2 of 3 from Yankee Stadium.
You know, it's a weird thing about watching the Red Sox this year.
What?
That, you know, I turned on, you know, some of those ball games over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since you look at a Yankee lineup and you say... I'm sorry, who? I'm sorry, what is playing at third base?
What, Yankee or Red Sox?
Is that a person or a plant? What does that even mean in left field? They have a lot, you know, they got Carl Crawford back, so it's less the case than it was the first Yankee
right.
Red Sox series. But, you know, especially that first Yankee Red Sox series.
It was rough.
It was pretty
Things
bad.
Were rough. But that's what I mean. Like, I hadn't heard, I have a couple of Red Sox, I have a couple Red Sox fans who are friends of mine that I'm very close with, and they're good Red Sox fans. I don't have a problem with them. I have a problem with Facebook Red Sox fan who I hadn't heard anything of all season. And then they take two or three from the Yankees, and suddenly there's 9,000 of them popping up everywhere talking about how they're going to win the world. Like, they're totally. This is a trend I think is wide ranging in sports, but I see it so clearly with Red Sox fans.
You know what the worst?
They're just unobjective. They have no sense of anything outside of, you know, their own fantasy about what their team's going to do.
The worst fan is the "Where did you get that hat from?" fan. Like, you know, you sit here as a Met fan, for instance. I remember in 2000 when they ended up going to the World Series.
Yeah.
They're making their run. They're in the postseason. Happened again in 2006 when they all of a sudden you're walking around Albany and bunch of people got those nice little black and purple Met fans that, by the way, the Mets seem to have retired that uniform, which I think is a fantastic
That's
decision.
That's probably a great move.
Black and purple never belonged.
So you're not a fan of bandwagon guy.
Yeah,
who
exactly.
Hops on.
And I'm sitting here like, where were you? where were you for Pulsifer, Isringhausen, and Wilson? Where were you for that?
You don't even know who those guys are.
Exactly.
I always people will come up to me and tell me, like, yeah, I'm a Red Sox fan. And I know that they're like, all right, name for me the person batting fourth in the Red Sox lineup. They're like,
Manny Ramirez?
Yeah. 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 No, it was totally Manny Ramirez. 3 years ago. Go away from me. But
what's Big Poppy's real name?
I can't
stand those guys. You know, to a degree, if you're kind of pumped, you know, because the Mets are on a roll and you want to high five everybody you can high five.
Yeah.
And
I know what
more
you're saying
people
about
to high
that.
Five. But you know,
but when you've lived the seller moments,
exactly. And you know what the best fan is? The guy when you go to say a Giants game and you see a guy in a Danny Cannell jersey and you're like, he was there.
That guy.
I was
that
there.
That guy knows.
He was there.
That guy knows. He's seen some things.
It's like the guy.
He has the same scars I do.
It's like the guy 8 years from now rocking his Jeremy Lin Knicks jersey.
Oh,
that's a bummer. That's a rough investment.
That is
the worst
some
thing.
Some of
ever.
Those are. We were talking about Steve Smith jerseys. Like, you thought that was going to be good for like a decade. You were like, yeah, Steve Smith's going to be on his team forever.
Exactly.
Oh, wait.
And so
he's on the Eagles now?
Then he leaves. Not only does he leave, but he goes to the Eagles. He's unproductive, and he wasn't around long enough that it's a sweet legacy jersey. You know?
Right.
Like, you can get a stray hand. You could have got a stray hand in 2007 where he basically said, this is my last year. But you can still get that because that jersey is good forever. You know, that's a Hall of Fame New York Giant jersey. It doesn't even need to be a Hall of Famer. An Amani Toomer is an elite jersey.
How do you feel about Tiki Barber?
As a jersey? As a
jersey right now.
I traded my Tiki jersey.
You got rid of it. For what? What'd you get?
It was a train robbery, man. High-speed train robbery.
All right.
Tiki for Carey straight up.
Really?
Got a Collins. Promptly lost
Kerry
the Collins.
Kerry Collins jersey.
A Kerry Collins jersey. That is a field general jersey.
Yeah, I want the Kent Graham jersey.
Ooh.
That's what I want. Kent Graham. Mid to late 90s.
You know
when
what
the
was
team
a great,
was 4-10.
You know what was a great regrettable jersey decision that I made back in the day? You remember with the Giants red alternate? That they rocked for about three seasons.
There. I like those.
I liked the red alternate too.
You bought them then?
I had a Seahorn red alternate.
Oh, good lord.
Jason Seahorn red alternate. I don't think he was even on the team when the red alternate
was.
Existed.
I think you had
the jersey.
You know what you did? You went online and you custom ordered.
I did not custom order.
No, you did. There's no way you got. You
I
went online
was,
and you went, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to type Seahorn when they say my name. And
no,
I'm going to put 31 on there. And I'm going to have a Jason Seahorn custom jersey.
What they used to have back in the day at Westgate Plaza is they had a Champion outlet for some reason in Westgate. It was the bougiest outlet ever. And they had all these Champion jerseys. I don't think Champion ever had official licensing for the NFL. So they would have all these things on clearance. You know, like it would be, they'd have Peyton Manning jerseys that didn't have the number on the front.
Okay.
All sorts of weird random ones.
Was Seahorn spelled wrong on your jersey?
Was it like spelled with an E? But it was obviously, you know, somehow they mismanufactured this thing, and there's one
there's a guy who doesn't know who's on the team anymore, just picking out names.
Exactly. There's one red Seahorn there, and I snagged that thing up at $15.95.
That is. I want to see you wearing that. We gotta go to a Giant game with you wearing the Seahorn jersey. Oh God, it's two guys, one mic.